Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If, you know, you can't take a, you know, week-long vacation to the Bahamas, then, you know, have a lot of four-day and weekends, or, you know, wait until, you know, on the 4th of July, take the Friday before, so you get, you know, so you get a five-day, you know, four-day weekend. You know, just do them strategic like that. You know, around Thanksgiving, take, you know, take those 3 days and give yourself a nice solid week. Just find ways to do it. That's what I do. You know, I just take, you know, a lot of, my son is, his days offered Wednesdays and Thursdays. So I take a lot of Wednesdays and Thursdays off during the year, you know, and then he and I can do things on, that's his weekend. So I've done that. So you find something, right? You don't have to take a vacation per se, but I find ways to make it meaningful. And then sometimes I just, you know, have a sick work day, you know, and I just, yeah, I'm going to take Friday off or something like that. If it's PTO, it's got to be in advance, so. You know, so there's that. But, yep, make sure you get it, though. That's the point, is make sure you get it. It sounds like they'll let you roll some over. We have a buyback program. I'm very similar to you. I got like five-something, not quite six, but I only get six sick days anymore, and we don't have any floating. Well, we have a floating. No, I think we got rid of the floating holiday, but we get like, I forget how many holidays we have. We have an ungodly number of holidays. We get everything off. It's all them crazy bank holidays, you know, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, you know, Election Day and even years, and, you know, Juneteenth was our newest one they added in there. So we get all those. So, but just find a way to make it work for you, you know. Day here, day there, 3 day weekends and 4 day weekends where you can. Heck yeah. W8FU.